tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone. We are so glad to be back for Supernatural. My gosh, we've missed it during this like little hiatus. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, we're on a new night, so we're here during the day. Thursday days live. I'm Lindsay Wagner. You guys can find me at Lindsay Wagner on Twitter. And today I am joined by Miss Michaela Phillips. Where can they find you on Twitter?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Mickey. That's M-I-K-I underscore Phillips. Tweet me.
And I'm also joined by Katie Campbell. Where can they find you on Twitter?
Hey, you can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
Wonderful. So today we're going to be talking about Supernatural. You can hashtag us at ABTV Supernatural to talk all about the show. Ask us questions, tweet us, whatever you want. We will talk to you about Supernatural. And make sure you're finding us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV or all the other things like that. Let's jump into the show. And we all kind of agreed that the episode was kind of, and I saw a couple people already say, the episode was kind of, we were kind of back and forth. I think the thing that made the episode great was the fact that we had the return of Cole. Mm-hmm. That was exciting. What do you ladies think?
Oh, yeah, I loved having Cole back. And there were so many stages during this episode where I thought it might be the end of Cole, but we go on to see that it is not quite. So I definitely enjoyed having Cole return.
I liked having Cole, too. I just, this show, every single time I'm watching, I have a little heart attack. I mean, just, there's so much tension in this show, it drives me crazy. But that's what we love about it, you know, all the, what's going to happen next. But
it keeps us coming back for more.
Yeah, yeah.
11 seasons more.
11 seasons more, exactly. All right, so we're going to jump into the episode. They start off in Fayetteville, North Carolina, a woman being hung by her ankles, her blood being drained, and somebody drinking it that looks like they have some sort of burn. We don't know what it is. We see Sam continuing to look up the Mark of Cain as kind of the beginning of the episode starts, and Dean finally stopping him saying, we're dealing with this. Mm-hmm. We're going to move on. We're going to deal with this. Let's go figure out this case. What do you, Katie?
I just think it's interesting. Sam kind of, not that he didn't care about the case, but he was just like, that's cool and all, but we have this to deal with. Mm-hmm. And it's just, we keep seeing this constant struggle between the brothers. With, you know, Dean's like, forget about it. We can't do anything about it. And Sam's like, I'm not going to give up. I mean, I just feel like even though Dean keeps saying, you know, give up, let me just live my life and keep, you know, fighting and doing these things that we've done for years, I still think Sam's not going to let this go. And I'm afraid it's going to cause a rift between the brothers.
Maybe a rift needs to happen to bring them closer. Like, we've seen the brothers always kind of have that little struggle when they are dealing with certain things like this. And I think that if Sam has to really fight for Dean, it will somewhat draw them apart. But that will, in turn, I think, bring them back together. And it might remove the mark.
But it drives me crazy, too, that Dean won't let him try to solve it, because Dean has tried to solve problems for Sam in the past. Yes. With his soul being gone, you know, he's not giving up no matter what Sam said. Like, come on, just let your brother care for you. And I don't know,
it's the older brother thing. It's Dean being the oldest and kind of being in charge of the family and looking out for Sam, so of course he's going to always play big brother, where you have the younger brother, like, he's like, dude, I'm fine. I got this, like, I'll take care of this myself. You know, he's definitely more independent that way.
Right.
In that sense. So that's probably what stops him most of the time. But it is good to see that they're keeping with that, you know, from when Sam, or when Dean got the Mark of Cain and everything, like, Sam's worry, and it's still continuing on, and I don't think he's gonna stop. Mm. Dean can tell him to stop. He's secretly gonna continue to look.
Right, like, it would feel totally unrealistic if Sam was just like, yeah, like, no worries, bro, like, let's live your life. Mm-hmm. So I agree.
It'd be weird. So, we get to the police department. They're asking questions. They find out that the guy that actually killed the woman has killed himself, or so they think, that he's killed himself. But that they had, they know someone that is, her husband. Wait, we go and we talk to his wife, Rick's wife. Mm-hmm. And she tells them that he was a great man. He came back kind-hearted. They thought that maybe it was post-traumatic stress disorder. And they asked if they noticed anything different. Mm-hmm. And she says he started to get very thirsty.
Yeah.
And then his skin was dry.
And drinking out of the garden hose and then the bath water.
And everything. So she started to get really, really, really nervous. And her friend, Gemma, mentioned that her husband was starting to have similar things. So we know it's too late for Rick. Rick is gone. But maybe we can save Gemma and her husband, Kit. Mm-hmm. So they go talk to Gemma, and she says kind of the same thing, and that he's out, and she started to notice these weird things happening. And do we think he's savable, or do we think that we already know the demise of this situation?
I didn't know what to think. We've never really seen the fact that somebody was so thirsty and then their skin was dry. There's nothing that, you know, says in the past this is what it is. So mm-hmm. that's why everybody was so confused. But we did see this worm in season six. But nobody was ever thirsty in season six. They were killing people with the worm in them, but nobody was ever thirsty. So, I mean, Dean did allude to saying, you know,
it's a new hybrid.
Yeah, like a cousin or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what to expect with Kit. Because I don't know mm-hmm. what this thirst is, you know, what these dry skin thing is. I didn't know if he was going to live or die. I didn't know if we could save him.
I think we all expected the return of Cole. Again, I think he's definitely kind of built a really, really great character. And his acting was just so fantastic in this episode. Travis, we had him in here mm-hmm. a few months ago to discuss with Ruthie Connell as well. So it was nice to have both of them in there. But the return, perfect for this episode, with it being about people that had been at war. And he knows the families involved. So mm-hmm. he says he wants to help. Did you guys think that they were going to let him come along, or do you think they're like, okay, like, see you later, goodbye?
Well, it was interesting because they ended up talking at that highway cafe, and he was like, I know people that can give me information, and he ended up finding out Cole and telling Sam and Dean that he had found out that he had been in Iraq and being held at a cemetery that they use for jails. So at that point, I was like, yeah, it's totally going to be, like, something they all work on together.
I knew that they were going to put up a front to him saying, well, I'm coming with you. And Dean's like, of course, no, you're not. But I thought that he was going to go along for the ride. And I'm glad he did because yeah. they wouldn't have been so far. Like you said, he had the footage of the military stuff. He knew that Kit was at the cabin because Gemma told him that. So it's like he definitely needed to be in this episode for that. But I was done with him trying to go off and do it on his own, okay? Like, I knew he was going to find himself into some trouble.
Well, I really liked how they bring, like, his Marine background into it, because he said, like, he had known Kit for years, and that's why, like, that's how they bring him back into it. So I think it was good to have him as an integral part of this episode.
Absolutely. I think, too, I think Cole is still a little bit hurt about the whole situation, obviously still hurt about the situation with his father being killed and not knowing the real reason behind it until we kind of get a little bit of that remorse later on. But so he quite doesn't understand why these guys are doing this, why they're really going after monsters. Is this really true? So he wants to go and stop this before they do something to Kit like they could have done to his father. So obviously that's why he wants to go along, and he kind of wants to do it on his own because he thinks that maybe he can save him and show him, look, he wasn't a monster. You didn't need to kill him after all.
He could be saved.
He could be saved. And I did like seeing kind of that
emotion
push and pull between yeah. the two of them.
But it drove me crazy that he still wanted to go alone to the cabin because they went to the convenience store, the gas station, mm-hmm. and they saw, you know, one of the convenience store guys. He said, obviously, he told the police what had happened, and Kit was drinking blood off the floor. Like,
right, the gas okay, and
so,
sip.
So that sounds normal. Yeah. And, you know,
you're
going to
save your friend from that.
By yourself.
Yeah. I'm not going to totally be afraid of saving my friend from drinking blood and, like, breaking a bottle and trying yeah. to hurt somebody.
No, he needs the boys. Okay?
He needed the boys' help, obviously. So you know, Cole kind of escapes to the cabin on his own, puts himself in danger by finding Kit hiding in the corner after eating all these, like, rats and their blood. And Kit attacks Cole and one of the little worm thingies.
Oh, it's gruesome to watch.
It's pretty gross. I feel like I've seen movies like this. So he swallows one of the worm things. Of course, they get Kit off of him, and he kind of escapes on his own. But now they got to worry about this worm, and is he savable? is it possible for him to be saved? And I like how they kind of went back and said, well, they either had to chop your head off or you had to electrocute him. So they went back and Sam goes to find Kit and Dean is left with Cole.
And Cole consents to electrocution.
And Cole consents to the electrocution completely.
Multiple times.
Multiple times. Like, once more and more.
Why did Dean look away that third time that he was electrocuting him, though? And he just looked away like that? And that's what obviously put him over the edge, and all of a sudden he passed out, and Dean had to, like, kind of revive him for a second. But that drove me crazy that Dean looked away. Like,
because it's painful to watch. Yeah, he just didn't want to do it.
But you have to watch so you know how far you're going.
I don't know if I could, but I think it was just like he just didn't want to do it to Cole, and I think it was just a matter of that. I don't think like it's anything like got to do with the mock or something to read into, but I totally agree. Like, he should have been watching and paying attention, but I do think it was just he couldn't bear it, and he didn't want to do that to him.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle any more of it. So he does revive him and bring him back, and he says, no more of us. We got to figure out a different way. Mm-hmm. How can we outsmart this worm and figure it out? What we can do differently. So they decide on a little sweat lodge. We're going to sweat it out. Rapid dehydration. Wood burning, sitting in front of the fire, literally sweating this bug out, because all they need to do to piss it off is to not feed it water. Mm-hmm. It could make Cole angry, but this is what they need to do. And I loved this moment between Cole and Dean, where he said, you know, you guys go and you do this all the time and you're saving people and you're killing these monsters and you're doing this every day like it's your normal job. And we go and we get medals for this. We're actually getting appreciated for this, and you guys don't see any of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the first time that they actually, like, really truly bonded.
Yeah.
What did you ladies think?
He even said, he's like, I get it, what you had to do to my dad. My dad wasn't my dad anymore. And I think that's what's beautiful about bringing him back into this, you know, episode. Mm-hmm. And we all wanted to see more of him. Like, he left last time, they kind of left on a semi-good note, but we're like, okay, that can't be it for his character. But, you know, with Supernatural, we see characters come and go seasons later, so it's not like the door's completely closed, but I think it's a nice way to close it with his character, if it was, because he actually appreciated what Sam and Dean do, and he understands, and he just was like, he was telling him, I understand what you're doing and why you had to do that to my dad. I love that about how they possibly closed it off with his character, but maybe not, you know.
I 100% agree with everything you said, and I that was probably one of my favorite parts that I liked as well, was the fact that Cole could say to Dean, I understand why you did what you did to my dad. And I think that was a really great moment, actually.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, Katie and Michaela, that, you know, it does leave Cole technically open to come back, but it does tie it up with a nice little bow and a little bit of closure for him and for the guys and him if he doesn't come back, which I think he'll be back again. I like him too much and stuff. So they have this beautiful moment as we find out Sam goes back and Kit has now come home and is attacking his wife now. He's drinking the water from the flowers and then attacks his wife. And Katie, you were so mad.
I was. I liked this episode for the Cole stuff, but it was another thing driving me crazy was the wife and how she reacted to her husband. He turns to her and he has this face that's scary looking. He looks like a, I don't even know what he looked like. He had cracks in his face, and it was swollen, and it was red, and it was, oh my gosh.
Disgusting.
Yeah, but she was like, baby, it's okay. And she was kneeling down trying to, you know, console him. But she obviously, something's wrong here, and she needs to take protection. It's not like, oh, we're going to fix you. You know, I mean, yeah, she wants to stand by her husband, and I think that was nice. But the way she was handling it was just insane to me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. When you got mad because she had her mouth open, too.
You're like,
and she's like, the worm's going to come out.
Yeah, I didn't want her to swallow the worm.
Luckily, Sam comes in time, stops him. They get, you know, Kit tied up and put away, and he starts explaining the whole situation to her, and she's kind of understanding why they're there and what they do, why they do what they do. Mm-hmm. We jump back, and we've been seeing the sweat lodge working, but we also see Dean drinking water. And it's starting to get to Cole. So he actually tells Dean, Dino, you got to tie me down. It's time.
Did you guys at that point think, like, he was just doing it purposely to get the water? Or do you really think he meant to tie him down? Because then he went straight to
it was a total, like, ruse.
Yeah.
Like, setting him up so that he could
looking
go and grab the water.
He was eyeing that water. He knew he was going after it.
We knew
and Dean
wasn't
making it any easier.
No, he was kind of taunting him with it. Exactly. I don't know if I would have been drinking water. I probably would have went to the bathroom and drank the water and then come back or something so that it wasn't so obvious, but...
Yeah, he had to hydrate because he was sweating in there, too, but he needed to do it, like, turn around. Mm-hmm. Turn around and take a sip of the water.
He was just dangling the carrot, right?
He was. And he attacks him. Mm-hmm. Cole attacks him for the water as, you know, Sam is... Wait, that was when Dean was calling Sam as well. Yeah. And so he attacks him for the water, doesn't get it. Dean's about to kill him, and he says, you would have done this already. And just as we see that, the thing with green, it starts coming up. We got green grossies coming up.
You gotta turn away for
and
that part.
It comes out. Dean stomps it.
Squishes it.
Cole literally, like, sigh of relief, returns back to normal. Mm-hmm. Whew. We're in the clear on one. Calls and tells Sam this and says, we did it. Now you just got to figure out what to do with Kit. Kit has escaped. What are we going to do?
I knew that Kit wasn't going to live. I mean, Sam had the gun, and then it went back to showing that, okay, we saved Cole. But when they called Sam, I knew it was going to be, okay, well, this one didn't, you know, turn out that way.
I think that kind of led us to that, because they were showing, like, the struggle between Kit and Sam and also the gun. And then we do see Sam eventually grab it. So that kind of led us to
it was a case of too far gone. I think he was too far.
He was, and Sam said that.
I hate how Sam was making himself feel bad about it, though. Because he was in danger. He was saving his life. He was saving his wife's life, you know?
And he tried. He genuinely tried. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have killed him before, and they didn't. They were trying to, for Cole's sake and for Gemma's sake, to really try and make it so that they didn't have to kill him.
Yeah. And I think what it comes down to is they did try their best. Well, Sam, in this scenario, did try his best. And that's what I love about Sam, because he's always that younger brother where he is like, it's not good enough, or I've got to, you know, he always has, like, this expectation. And I think that's kind of, like, why he felt bad, because he has those expectations on himself, and the fact that he couldn't save him for his wife, like, made him feel really bad. And because he can't save Dean. So I think it's also something subconscious for Sam as well.
Katie, thoughts?
And it's great for Dean, too, to actually have a victory and not have to kill somebody and solve it in a different way. Because with all the struggle of the Mark of Cain and the killings and the slayings that he's, you know, had to go through, it's just nice to see his character. Yeah, they're showing us with the last episode with Cain, like, okay, it's probably going to end terrible. You're going to end up just like him, a murderer, a killer, whatever. But right now, we're not there, okay? We still have some time to try to figure it out, because he can hold himself together.
I did like how the writers obviously set this up so that Dean was going to be the one that saved somebody and Sam would be the one that would have to kill someone. But we also see Sam being the concerned younger brother the entire episode. So he plays his character all the way full on through, which is always nice. We always, you know, the acting in this show is always really, really strong. And especially with Travis and him going from that remorse and stuff to being a monster. Mm-hmm. He became a monster that he was ready for Sam to kill him if he had to, or Dean to kill him if he had to. Mm-hmm. So that was just nice to see that range. Like I said, the acting is always really, really, really good.
Always on point.
Always on point. So we get to the end of the episode, and Sam apologizes to Cole. Cole says it's okay. He thanks Dean and then leaves. And Sam continues to feel bad about Kit.
Mm-hmm. And everything that's happened.
And Dean kind of talked about himself in a way, saying, you know, you can do everything right, but sometimes you can't save him. And I was like, oh, you gotta stop with this, okay? Because sometimes we can't save him. I believe that we can save Dean.
Yeah, there's a way.
He did. He kind of did give that backhanded comment to Sam, and definitely was about him, I feel. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Any more thoughts on the episode today?
I just really liked seeing Cole back and, like I said, keeping it open and closed in a way. We can see him. We might not be able to see him, but it's a good ending for me if we don't.
Yeah, I just like how, like, they tied it up. And also, they, like, reassured us as the viewers that Cole is going back to his family. So we know, like, he's going to at least live his life and he'll be happy and back home in one piece.
Absolutely. So next week we saw that there's going to be nuns and priests and sex and sins and all sorts of craziness going on, and the return of Crowley. So that's exciting. So let's get into some predictions.
And now,
for next week, for the rest of the season, after our little month-long break. Michaela, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. I don't think I have any predictions for next week. It's kind of hard to say what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They haven't given us too much leeway or too much info on that. But I think I will make a prediction for the Mark of Cain. And that is seeing that Dean keeps making these comments and he's kind of just like, let me live with it or let me deal with it. And Sam's still going after it. I really kept thinking that Cain was going to be the answer to removing the mark, and we saw that that is nowhere near an option. So I think that going forward to remove the mark or to get rid of the mark or however it is, it's going to be something that we like really least expect. I think it's going to be something that's just going to throw us maybe a little. It's going to be something that maybe we don't even know about. So I think it's going to be something that we're going to be like, oh, that's how you do it. Or I don't know. I think it's just really going to open up our minds as to how they go about it. So it's not like the most clarified
that's
prediction.
Okay.
But, I mean, I definitely think they're going to go about it in a very interesting way. And it might, I think, come down to having to do something for Rowena because she's still out there. Mm-hmm. We don't know what her magic can do. So it might have something to do with that. So that's all I got.
I love it.
I'm wondering if we're going to see Metatron at all with the Mark of Cain, like knowing more. You remember how he didn't talk about all mm-hmm. of the steps to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if he's going to come back and play a role in actually knowing how to take it off. For next week, I'm not really sure what's happening. We have an evil nun, and I don't know how Crowley fits in that. We just got to see him for like a quick second. Mm-hmm. They didn't really tell us much, but maybe not next episode, but I think in one of the coming ones, we're going to see this coven thing with Rowena, and I need more of her.
She's really great. She's such, like, a contagious character.
I want more of her.
I want more of her. I want backstory from her.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what happened with the Grand Coven. I want a whole episode on just that.
Mm-hmm.
Very little Sam and Dean, all Rowena, baby Fergus, baby Crowley, you know. So I agree. I want to see more of Rowena. And I do kind of like that Rowena could tie into the Mark of Cain and Metatron coming back because, like he said, he knew how to do it.
So he just says.
So he says. He's not going to give them information. We obviously knew Cain would know how to do it. And I loved everyone discussing their ideas on YouTube. You guys saying that, like, nope, there's no way to cut it off. It's there. But at the same time, people wondering, did Cain really die? Is he really dead? We didn't get to see the body. I love all those discussions. Thank you guys so much for sharing your thoughts with us. We try and write back to everybody and appreciate all that. So keep doing that. We love it. My predictions for the rest of a season, more Rowena, more Crowley, mm-hmm. return of Cass. I think there's going to be a major, major situation in getting out information from Metatron, and there's going to have to be some sort of sacrifice to him in order to get the information. And I have a feeling it's going to be a sacrifice by one of the boys or by Cass to figure out how to save Dean. I think they'll sacrifice themselves, and it'll be their decision.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to add just last minute that I'm glad you guys did bring up Metatron because I completely forgot about that. And I believe he is going to be back for a few episodes. And I think we might be having him in studio after they air. So
perfect.
Fingers crossed. And I look forward to those episodes.
Wonderful. Well, where can they find you, Katie? We'll start with you.
You can find me on Twitter at KatieEEcampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. And Instagram at KatieCampbell13.
Hey, you guys, you can find me on Twitter at Mickey_Phillips and on Instagram at Michaela Phillips. Thanks so much for following and watching and tweeting.
And you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Make sure you're tweeting us with the hashtag ABTV Supernatural so we can talk to you, join in the conversation, and we'll see you guys next week, Thursday, here at 3 p.m. at AfterBuzz TV. See you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.